Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Bamidbar. We start the fourth book of the Torah, and it's also called, as we know, Sefer HaBikurim, the book of Pikudim, the book of counting. It begins the book of Bamidbar with the counting of Bnei Yisrael, and it ends with the counting. And really, as the Netziv points out in his Hakdama to Bamidbar, the book of Bamidbar is a transition from the beginning of the 40 years of our travel in the desert, which really is in an environment of supernatural, the Mala Min HaTeva, completely, as we received the Mun coming down from heaven and the Anani Kavod, the clouds of glory and the air of Miriam, to our coming to the entrance into Eretz Yisrael, where after the war against Sichon and Og, as found in Parshas Chukas, the book is a transition from the Mala Min HaTeva to Teva. Okay, I'd like to share with you a famous, interesting Medrash, which is found at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, whereby the Medrash Rabba teaches us that Bishlosha Dvarim Nitnu HaTorah. The Torah was given literally with three different aspects of the environment, namely b'mayim, with water, b'esh, with fire, u'b'midbar. Now, first of all, Parshas Bamidbar, according to the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, Tof Chaf Ches Dalid, is always read before Shavuos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Manu v'atzru, which means we are to count, which is what's happening in Parshas Bamidbar, and then observe the Yom Tov of Atzeres, which is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So clearly, there are messages that Bamidbar is communicating to us regarding the forthcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Amir Tzashem, while we will talk, I hope, and have a shiur on this forthcoming Tuesday, Erev Yom Tov, about some of the halachos and minhagim of Shavuos. I think it's important that we recognize what these three elements that the Medrash is telling us, that the Torah was given with an environment of water, fire, and midbar. So regarding water we know seeks its low point, meaning it always goes downward. Now, from the one high place to a low place, the first thing is to teach us the basic requirement for Torah, which is anava. We know the Torah was given on Har Sinai because it is the lowest of the mountains. The concept of anava, humility, modesty, is that if someone is a Baal Gaiva, if someone is haughty, then they are going to be ashamed to ask, to admit that they don't know. But just the opposite. If we recognize that Torah is given from a high place to a low place, the constant understanding that we need a Rebbe, and the Torah is passed down to us from an Adam Gadol, from one who has received the Mesorah, down to each and every one of us that needs the Rebbe. And interestingly, on the Pasuk, in Shiras Hayom, that we say every day, and Zekeli V'Amvehu, literally, this is my God. And many different interpretations. I will build for him a sanctuary. I will beautify him. Elokei Avi, literally, the God of my father. Va'arom imenu, and I will exalt him. So Rashi teaches on Elokei Avi, the God of my father, says Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, Lo ani tchilas hakedusha. The sanctity of the Jewish people has not begun with me, but rather muchzekes biomedes li hakedusha. The kedusha is solid and it's firm with me, the Elokuso, and his God, meaning the relationship that I have with Hashem is not something that I've discovered, that I can navigate myself, but rather olai mimei avosai. It comes from my family, it comes from my father, it comes from my grandfather. And this is very significant, that we recognize that Mayim represents from a high place to a low place, that we are on the quote-unquote receiving end. And this is the first thing that we need to understand as we go into Torah. Now, the second factor that the Midrash brings is that of Esh, namely the warmth, but illumination. The Torah lights and provides for us the hadracha, where to go and how to go. The Torah is called Toras Emes. Hashanosan lanu, we say, when we receive an aliyah, Toras Emes, a Torah of truth. And this applies in all areas, be it in Mekach u'Memkar, be it in our business dealings, in every area of life. Torah is a Torah's MS, and it is called, as we know from Tehillim, Torah's Hashem Tumima. The Torah is literally complete. It covers every area of life. And finally, and some of this I am culling from the Sefer Darchei Musar from Rav Yaakov Naiman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he understands these three and the third element of Midbar to refer not only to the desert, but what is the desert that we are referring to? Namely, first of all, in a desert, we are mistapeit b'muat. We were satisfied and had to be satisfied with whatever we had. We had literally the food that came down from heaven, and we were able in the desert to be most cognizant and appreciative of Hashem's personal protection for the Jewish people, Bechlal, and for each and every one of us individually. Each person received Omer Lagulgoles, an Omer's worth of mun for each person. And like the Chofetz Chaim compared it to a young child that forgets his lunch before he goes to the yeshiva. Now the father, who loves his child, is going to find one way or another to get the kid's lunch to the yeshiva. Now so too we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses and cares about each and every one of us. And like in the desert, a person has to focus on their survival, so too this is our allegiance to Torah is our roadmap for survival in all areas. And that's why, as we find in the beginning, the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, says the Ramah on the first halacha, that v'lo yizbayesh b'pnei b'nei adam hamaligim olav b'avodas Hashem yizbarach. One should not be embarrassed by their observance of Torah and mitzvos, especially from those who are not as knowledgeable, but yet might mock, make fun, denigrate. Don't allow any of this unfortunate negativity have an effect upon you. Be focused, just as our survival in the desert required to be just that, so too we have to learn from the Midbar this very important trait. I'm going to digress for a moment in, quote, being focused. Lo aleinu, we know that we are, since October 7th, since Simchas Torah, in a terrible war with Hamas. Hamas is not only a modern day Amalek that has as its raison d'etre to destroy physically Klal Yisrael, but I want to share with you a paragraph that made a very important impression on me, and I'd like to just share it with you, because a key word is focus. Let me tell you the following. Batsheva Sadan, a mother of an infantry soldier returning from fighting in Gaza, wrote the following remarkable concept. In a conversation with her son, who was returning after many months on the front line, he mentioned that before coming home, he wanted to first buy a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple in Yerushalayim. Totally surprised, she questioned, how could it be that more important than first coming home to see his family, he wanted to buy a picture of the Beis HaMikdash? He answered and told her that the thing that so astonished him in Gaza was that in every home, in every child's bedroom that they went into, our Chayolim, in defeating and conquering Gaza piece by piece, they went into every home, and in every child's bedroom, there was a picture of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which appears on the emblem of Hamas. The same, said the soldier, could be found in every government office, in every school classroom in Gaza. He was astonished. He promised himself that when he would return home, he would buy a picture of the Beis HaMikdash to put up in his room. He said that it's crystal clear what Hamas, Yimach Shemam, is fighting for. It's an all-out war to conquer Yerushalayim. He learned from this how equally clear we ought to be about what it is that we are defending: Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the Temple Mount, our holiest and most sacred place. I believe the key word, once again, focus, as we daven for the speedy end to this war, as we focus on HaKodesh Baruch Hu throughout the Shemona Esrei, Goel Yisrael. We focus on Rifa'enu for the health of all of Klal Yisrael, and especially the Chayolim, as we focus on the brachos of Esemach David Abdecha Meheiros Atzmiach, that this should be a step forward in that right direction, as we focus on Yishalayim Ircha, as we focus on Shomeyat Tfila, that this should be our focus. And as the Ramban points out, that you're going to tell me the Kriyas HaTorah this coming Shabbos is Drabonon, and you're right. Yetz Hashem, everybody, according to the Ramban, the Kriyas HaTorah this coming Yetz Hashem Wednesday, and in Chutz La'aretz Wednesday and Thursday, it's a biblical fulfillment of the psukim in Parshas Va'eschanan, whereby in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes and Yud, the Torah says, "Rakishomer lecha, be careful, shmor nafshecha ma'od, be very, very diligent, and with your soul, be careful. Pentishkach es ha'devorim, we should never forget that which we saw, our eyes, penyosuru milvavacha, lest it ever leave us throughout our lifetime." And we are to transmit this, Vodatum Levonecha Vlevne Vonecha, excuse me, Yom Asher Amadeta, the day that we stood, Lefne Hashem Lekecha Bechorev, the day that we stood, and the environment of Matan Torah. I'm just going to conclude with the following. How precious our Torah is. When the rabbis tell us, Lo Nitna Torah Elo L'Ochle Haman, the Torah was given to the generation that owes those that ate the man. What does that mean? It means that they were in a miraculous environment, as we mentioned earlier. So I want to suggest, what does that mean? The same way that Torah is miraculous from day one, it is in our day as well. What does that mean? That when our children learn Shnayim Ochazim Betalis, two individuals are holding on to an object, each one says, it's mine, it's mine. So clearly, the idea is we are not training a future generation of lawyers. What are we doing? We are not only studying Torah, but we are shaping and imbibing godliness into our children. Whoa. And let's understand the following. There are two brachos that we don't say very often, but the Gemara in Brachos teaches us that if you see an outstanding secular scholar, you make the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nosan mechachmaso lebas of Adam. God has given of his wisdom to an individual, flesh and blood. Now this given, once something is given from a donor to a recipient, there's no longer a connection. However, when one sees an outstanding Talmud Chacham, the bracha is not shenosan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, but rather shecholak. Cholak means a portion. He gives over part of himself from Chachma, so from his Chachma, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given literally a chelek elokam mimahu, a part of literally God's ultimate knowledge and essence. Torah refines, Torah uplifts. All this we learn from the smichos of Manu v'Atzru. We look forward to learning these beautiful lessons of the Midbar in order to prepare all of Klal Yisrael for a Kabbalas HaTorah this forthcoming week of Tuesday night, Wednesday, and the Chutz La'aretz Thursday. Wishing everybody Shabbat Shalom, and Amir Tz Hashem will continue. with Shavuos this forthcoming Tuesday.